force of nature and its terrible consequences. The small Brazilian town of Atafona virtually lost to the ravages of the sea, and all the result of global warming, say scientists. Local fishermen believe it's a sign from God, but whatever the theory, the fact is Atafona is disappearing.
Suddenly the ocean invaded our house. We salvaged what furniture we could, and then we had to find a new home.
Such is the power of the wind and the waves that more than 180 buildings have been destroyed, and the marine lighthouse has moved further inland twice in the last 30 years. This small island at the mouth of the river used to hold 30 families in the 1950s, but today only 8 houses remain standing. Belita Pedra is 79 years old. She's the island's oldest resident and has been forced to move 6 times because of the erosion. She says the ocean has taken everything. There used to be good houses here, she says, but people are fed up of building them and then losing them. This photograph shows Atafona in 1974, when many houses and buildings were built near the coastline. By 2003, the ocean had advanced, covering everything in its wake.
Global warming is a fact. It is happening and nature is responding. One consequence is the winds, which are stronger, and in this region the winds provoke the waves, which provoke sea erosion.
Researchers are investigating what might happen in the future as temperatures and sea levels continue to rise. Atafona's destiny is uncertain, and the prospects are bleak for Belita and her neighbours, as the ocean besieges the island they call home. Wendy Urquhart, BBC News.